because he was clearly possessed by his possessions. If that were not the case, he would have agreed to this request of Christ. But because those things were his God, we instead read, "At this the man's face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions." Mark chapter 10, verse 22, New Living Translation. I think it's entirely possible that if this rich young ruler would have agreed to Christ's command, Jesus may have then told him to disregard it, like when he tested Abraham by asking him to sacrifice his son Isaac. But we will never know. Again, the point I am making is that Jesus never dealt with any two people in exactly the same way. Nor should we. Now back to the woman at the well. This cynical woman is starting to wonder, could this be the Messiah? Her hardened heart is beginning to soften. She sees the love and compassion in his eyes. The same may happen to you as you are speaking with someone. Suddenly, the light goes on, and they are getting it. This is because the Holy Spirit is at work, convicting and convincing a person of their need for Christ through you. It's like getting a bite on your fishing line. It's at this time we must remember the following. When sharing your faith, keep your eye on the ball. More than one batter has struck out because he did not keep his eye on the ball, and the same could be said about talking to other people about Jesus. The big one that got away. I don't have many fishing stories to draw on, but one comes to mind. Years ago, I was in Alaska with some friends, Dennis, Lonnie, and Dwight. We went fishing on the Kenai River, which is filled with massive king salmon. Our guide showed us how to use our equipment, and we dropped our lines into the water. I asked how we would know if we were getting a bite. The guide told us there would be no question about it because of the size of these fish. Dennis kept calling out that he had a hit, but I don't know if a fish ever got close to his hook. Meanwhile, Dwight said nothing. He just patiently waited. Suddenly, I got a hit, and my whole pole almost went into the water. I firmly grabbed my pole and furiously began to reel this beast in. It was a big one for sure. I was already seeing a delicious fish dinner on our plates and forming the story of how I got him. I pulled the massive king salmon right up to the boat, but the guide was not...